Ladies and gentlemen, the good times are back.
You're about to experience time travel to another decade, the 1960s.
It ain't a four on the floor, but it'll do in a clutch. So put the pedal to the metal and bring it all, because you're going to have a ball. Get ready to get up and get down with your bad self. It's time for Dickie Lee, and Lord have mercy, here come the Iceman.
The Ice Man, I'm back here with the Rivers, baby. You gon' love her to death. All right, let me sing a verse. She the one with the blue dress song. Oh! She the blue dress song. That long, all right, now. Yeah, yeah. You know what? I don't know about you, Luther, but this is some of that rock and roll music.
A big hello to all you garage rock heads out there. This is Dick Lee, and you're listening to 60s Garage Rock from California. Hey, don't tell anybody, but it's the weekend. I'm going to be around for about the next 60 minutes, and I'm going to be spinning some of that great vinyl for you of the decade of the 1960s. You're going to be hearing some of that crackling and popping sound. All that is the sound of analog. As always, my co-host and my partner in crime, the Iceman, will be with me every week. He'll be making his observations of relationships and be answering telephone calls and emails. So, Iceman, I hope you got that big howl ready to go. And do you have anything that you would like to share with those garage rockheads out there?
Ah, baby, you're listening to the Iceman. I'm going to spin some cool groove. Just sit back. Close your eyes. Oh!
Five, five, four, four, three, three, two, one, one.
Kick those tires and light your hair on fire, baby. Crank up that volume. It's party time. Party time. Party time.
Get naked, baby.
All you garage rock heads, you better get ready out there, baby, because we're going to blow your mind today. We're going to lay a genre of music on you that was developed around 1967 in the Bay Area. The groups who recorded it and performed it were called power groups. And man, what a sound they had. And now the garage rock heads that listened to it, well, they even had a name. They were called headbangers. So sit back, put on that seatbelt, and strap in, man, and get ready to light your hair on fire. Up first, we're going to go across the pond. The year was 1968. Here they are, a power group by the name of Deep Purple.
I got seen a little girl, she's on my mind. No doubt about her, she looks so fine. She's the best girl that I ever had. Sometimes she's going to make me feel so bad.
I need the loving and I'm not to blame now. You gotta hurt. is another radio classic from the 60s.
1968.
That's right, Dollinger, it was 1968, man. And we're going to stay across the pond for this one. Up for you right now, one of the greatest power groups of all time, Led Zeppelin. Great sound. The Bad Boys of Rock and Roll, Led Zeppelin.
Live from the 60s.
Like, man, it's a psych out. See the pleasure lovers who live it like it is.
I bet all you garage rock heads were one of those 60s pleasure seekers. But Dickie Lee the Ass Man, well, we know that all of you deserve the best. Have you come here to get down? Have you come to dance? Have you come to party? Or have you come just to blow your mind? Or are you just a hot rocket smarty? Well, we're glad you could make it. The question is, can you take it?
Are you ready? We go rock and roll!
We hope you, Dollinger, enjoying some of these great power groups out of the late 60s and early 70s. Up for you right now, we're going down L.A. way. The venue, the Whiskey A Go-Go. The writer of this track was Jim Morrison, and the group, none other than The Doors.
Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side, yeah. We chased our pleasures here, dug our treasures there. But can't you still recall the time we cried? Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side.
We go eat day to day, hour to hour, days listening to Dickie Lee and the Iceman. Get ready to groove, because it's vinyl time.
They're just hilarious.
Great show.
Good show.
My favorite show.
All the time.
I listen all day, every day.
I don't know, I'm just addicted to it.
We want to thank all you garage rock heads for calling in. And the Iceman, well, he has something he wants you to do. So Iceman, hit it, baby.
I might give you a howl.
Get naked, baby.
My, oh, my, Iceman, that bat phone is ringing again, baby. Now let's just see who's on the line. Hello, you reached Dickie Lee, and you're on the air. What can we do for you?
Hey, Dickie, this is Kenny Kraft from the Snail Band here in Santa Cruz, enjoying the sunshine and the ocean, and I would love it if you would play a track from one of my favorite groups and our good friends, the Doobie Brothers.
Thanks for calling in, Ken. It's great to hear from you guys, man. And here's that track you wanted to hear. Another great power group from the Bay Area, the Doobie Brothers. Man. Again, Ken, we want to thank you for calling in, man. We really do appreciate it. And right now, we're going to spin a track for all you garage rockheads out there from the group that Ken was in. They were based in a city south of San Francisco called Santa Cruz. They were also one of the hottest groups that played the Bay Area during the 60s and 70s. Here they are with the number one hit, Snail. We'll be right back. great power group based out of Santa Cruz, California. Fronted by musician Ken Kraft, the sounds of Snail.
The best music, good time oldies.
I think what made a lot of the groups great was the ability to be able to stay together and play together, where they, you know, you kind of feel each other out and you're able to, from that moment on, improve. And I think that had a lot to do with the great groups that we had and the great musicians that ended up coming out of the San Joaquin Valley.
Many thanks to Iggy Perez, a great guitar player, vocalist, and composer for many great garage rock bands based out of the Valley, including the fabulous Charades band out of Tulare, and then in 1966, The Prodigal.
Here's another radio classic from the 60s.
Well, we hope all you garage rock heads are enjoying some of the great sounds of these power groups that emerged in the late 60s out of the San Francisco Bay Area. Up for you right now, one of the quintessential hard rock tracks out of 1968. Iceman, you better get that football helmet on, baby. We're about ready to go. And as far as all you headbangers out there, you better put some cut in your strut, some glide in your stride, and some shaker in your money maker, baby. Get ready to put your heads down and run into that wall. It's time for some Iron Butterfly.
God of a feet, oh baby, don't you know that I'll always be true? Oh, won't you come with me? I'll take my hand. Oh, won't you come? In a god of Eden, honey, don't you know that I'm loving you? In a god of Eden, baby, don't you know that I'll always be true? Oh, won't you come with me and take my hand?
Another great group out of 1968 with their one-hit wonder sound of Indagata De Vida. Based out of San Diego, California, Iron Butterfly.
Rock and roll!
With Dickie Lee and the Iceman.
They understand.
That's right, garage rock heads, we understand. And right now we're going to lay another great head-banging tune on you. This group hailed from across the pond, very specifically, Ireland. They were called Taste, and they were fronted by a great guitarist and vocalist by the name of Rory Gallagher. Here they are, out of 1970, Taste. Out of 1970, the great power group sounds of Rory Gallagher and Taste.
Million Dollar Weekend!
Thank God it's Friday!
Dick Lee and the Ice Man here, and have mercy, baby. We're going to put it on you. We're going to get ready to blow your mind. So you better put on the lid and reinforce that in. Here we go. Now, I don't think you're ready yet. Like I said, crank up that volume. Here we go.
Are you ready?
We will rock you.
1967.
That's right, darlings. It was 1967, man. The summer of love, the aromatherapy year. And up for you right now, the number one power group out of that year. They hailed from the UK. And man, they were the cream of the crop. With Ginger Baker on percussion, Jack Roos on bass, and none other than Eric Clapton on lead. Here they are, a little bit of Cream.
I'll soon be with you, my love. Give you my dawn surprise. It's the morning, just we two.
For all the dummies out there who
like those oldies but goodies, those rotten forgotten, those flashes from the past. You know what I mean?
Ice Man, I know what you mean, baby. I really do. Now, why don't you pick one of your favorite oldies and lay it on me right now?
Are you ready?
I'm ready, baby. Hey, man, I gotta ask you something. Since you mentioned that those people who like all those oldies but goodies are big dummies, what's that make us since we love them? Dumb and dumber, huh? Well, let's go on to this next track, and it's a great pick, Iceman. We're gonna go to Flint, Michigan. That's where this next power group called home. Here they are, Grand Funk Railroad. Great power sound by a great power group, Grand Funk Railroad. And I don't know if you darlings knew out there, but the bass player for the group, well, he used to be the bass player for Question Mark and the Mysterians.
More music, the legends of rock and roll.
Welcome back, darlings, and as I always say, this is my favorite time of the show. We were able to talk with and interview some of these great architects of rock and roll music out of the 60s and 70s. As always, we have another real treat for you today. His name is Randy Bachman, one of the co-founders and lead vocalists for Bachman Turner Overdrive. Let's join in and listen to Randy as he talks about his friendship with Lenny Bruin, a great guitarist, and how Lenny was a mentor to Randy Bachman of the Bachman-Turner Overdrive. So Randy, welcome to the show, and take it away.
He always said to me, learn to write songs. And I said, why? He said, to always be a better guitar player, to always be a faster gun. And he was practicing 10 and 12 hours a day. And I kept saying to him, I want to play like Hank Marvin from The Shadows. I want to play like Duane Eddy. I want to play like Chuck Berry. And he'd say, that's great. Learn to play that way, but don't stop. Learn to write the songs that they're playing. And because it'll always be, you know, a faster gun. A younger, faster gun will come in town. It's like the old gunfighter thing, right? Someone always comes in younger and faster and gets all the press. They shoot you, basically. And So I started at that point concentrating on writing songs. And I knew that depending on the market, I wouldn't be classed as a superstar guitar player. I'd always be better than average, better than the average guy. I knew I could go on stage with anybody and stand next to them and play up to their caliber, but I could never surpass them, and that wasn't ever my goal. It was to get my own sound, which I managed to get, but to write the songs was my dream and my goal, and it still is.
You know, Randy, one of the cool things about the music business, I think, is that we all grew up having rock and roll heroes. And I think the average listener out there seems to forget that. We have them, and we have them all through our lives. And I think that Lenny Bruin was one of yours, plus many of the other top guitarists.
Right, and now I can liken that to the last 3 years, 4 years touring with the Guess Who. People came to me, teenage, 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, all different kinds of people came to me backstage and said, thank you so much for coming. Our life is now complete. You've been the soundtrack of our lives growing up in Canadian rock and roll, even in the States, you know, American rock and roll. And to see you back together, the original guys, has meant everything to us. Our life is now complete. And we also could bring our children to see you. And that's because they've heard the music and grown up and they love it.
Well, Randy, you conclude me in one of those who just love the sound of the band. Now, we come to the end of the interview right now, and I just want to thank you once again for sharing some of your rock and roll history with the listeners out there, especially the influence that Lenny Bruin had on you, your guitar playing, and also your songwriting. All you dollars, don't forget to go online and check out one of Randy's latest albums. It is called By George, by Bachman, a little tribute to George Harrison. So thank you once again, Randy, and you have a great day.
More music, the legends of rock and roll.
All of you darlings out there have been listening to an interview with Randy Bachman. He's a guitarist, a singer, and a songwriter, and co-founder for the great group Bachman-Turner Overdrive. Up for you right now, one of their greatest hits out of 1973. Cue it up and lay it on us, Iceman. Here they are, BTO.
legendary songs from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Round, round, get around, I get around.
They say the neon lights are bright.
Downs, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is right here with Dickie Lee, the Iceman. Now cue it up, Iceman. What you got for us? Up For You, Darlings, right now is one of the groups that Randy Bachman said that influenced the BTO. They're out of the UK, and they were called The Sorrows. And man, what a sound they had. They were a great power group who played a very hard and aggressive type of music. And it became later known as Freakbeat. Here they are with Don Farden on lead vocals. The Sorrows.
Give it back. Oh. You shouldn't do that. You see me walk that floor. Just a thinking of you. You see me walk that floor, baby. Right out of my shoes. Somebody help me, please. Tell me. Just send an SOS. You're not hard to distress. Won't somebody please take her place? Will I find her there? Searching everywhere. Why'd you break my heart? Heart, then you break a heart. But before you do, you make it fold for you. Then you give it back. Oh, you shouldn't do that. See me walk that floor, just a thinking of you. You see me walk that front, baby, right out of my shoes. Somebody help me, please. Tell me what to do. Send me an SOS. Your heart's in distress. Won't somebody please take her place? Will I find?
Out of 1966, the great power group sounds of The Sorrows.
You made me fall for you.
Move your mind and get ready for
Dickie Lee and the Iceman. They understand.
That's right, darlings, it's time to move your mind. The Iceman, well, he made up a new word and he said he wants to lay it on all of you right now. So Iceman, lay it on us, baby.
Are you ready? It's wonderful. Yes, that putting the fun and the wonderfulness together. You want to hear it again? Wonderful. Ah, I'm proud of that original word.
Well, Iceman, since you officially added to the English language, baby, I think it's time to put this new word to the music form. And to celebrate this new music form, we're going to go back 50 years to 1964. That's when Simon and Garfunkel released a smash ballad called The Sounds of Silence. From there, we're going to jump 50 years forward and feature a power heavy metal group and how they took this song, rearranged it, and made it their own. The group received a Grammy nomination for this cover in 2009 and in 2017. What a tremendous group. Here you are, the sounds of the heavy metal power group, Disturbed.
Thank you.
talk with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its scenes while I was sleeping, and the vision that was planted in my brain still. Dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a street lamp, I turned my collar to the cold and damp, when my eyes were stemmed by the flash of a the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing.
How's that for blowing your mind? Disturbed.
The memories are here.
Bringing more smiles to ears worldwide than anyone else.
Hey, this is Ed from Sunshine Daydream. Played in Fresno for a little while, and you know what I would really like to hear is some gnarly street level Kink. Nothing like that band in the early days.
You asked for it, Ed, so here it is. The Iceman had to go dumpster diving for this one, man. From across the pond, the great sound of the Kinks.
Yeah, you really got me now. You got me so I can't sleep at night. Yeah, you really got me now. You got me so I don't know what I'm doing now. Oh yeah, you really got me now. You got me so I can't sleep at night. You really got me. You really got me. You really got me.
See, don't ever set me free. I always wanna be by your side. Got me so I can't sleep at night. side. Girl, you really got me now. You got me so I can't sleep at night. Yeah, you really got me now.
Out of 1964, one of the first power groups to emerge. And when asked about this song, Dave Davies, the lead guitar player, said, "This is a love song for street kids, the Kinks." Well, we hope you garage rock heads are enjoying some of these great sounds of these tremendous power groups out of the late 60s and early 70s. Up for you right now is the three-member power group formed in 1969 out of Houston, Texas. What a great group they were, and they are today. They have sold over 50 million records worldwide. Here they are. Now get ready and strap yourself in, baby. It's time for ZZ Top.
Bound face. It's a cat that
you tell him,
love. Man. It's a cat who brought y'all those oldies but goodies. Those flashes from the past. Those good old good ones. Love them to death, baby. I'm the cat that is so cool that you gotta call me the Iceman.
That's right, baby. You're so cool, your eyes cold to the touch. Now what you got for me? Get ready, Garage Rock heads, we have another real treat for you. Up next is a track that was written by Motown songwriters Holland Dozier Holland. It was recorded in 1966 by the Supremes and shot up the charts to number one on Billboard. Then a year later in 1967, this great power group got a hold of it and they released a single of their own. They rearranged it and turbocharged it into a psychedelic power group track. Here they are. Get ready for Vanilla Fudge. Thank you.
You're listening to The Soundtrack of Your Life with Dickie Lee and the Iceman.
Like a watermelon without the pits.
And who likes pits?
Good times and great oldies.
He's a man.
Give me a howl, baby!
Hi, this is Chuck Nagler on a Three Dog Night, reminding all my friends to rock and roll with
Dickie Lee and the Iceman. They understand.
Oh! Hey, Iceman, since we just heard from Chuck Nagler, how about playing one of the group's greatest hits? This track, believe it or not, was written by Hoyt Axton, a country writer and singer many years before. He released it and it sort of fizzled. Well, these guys got a hold of it and once again they turbocharged it. What a track it turned out to be. Here they are, the one and only Three Dog Night. Heads, we're getting that old high sign from Luther once again. And that only means one thing. It's time for us to go outside and jump in that 55, baby, and boogaloo. Now, we hope you've enjoyed some of these great power group sounds out of the 1960s and 70s. Don't you forget to come on in here next week and join us. We'll be all bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. Until then, we'll see you on the flip side. And Iceman, you take us home, baby.
Shaking your boogaloo, baby. Do the twist. Do the word. And if you got time, do the jerk. Remember, baby, don't be L7. And I'll catch you on the flip side. Till next time, this is the Iceman saying, oh!